Clock stops. Third down and a long two for Benton at the Chillicothe 45. Wide to the left will be Mull, Trevor Mull. Two wide receivers to the right for Bernard. Bernard hands off to Wallace, and he slips right as he tried to cut it upfield across the line of scrimmage. No gain. Actually, they're going to say he lost about a half yard. It'll be fourth down now and three.
Well, it's 7:05 to go in the game. Fourth down, and you're pretty sure Benton's going to go for it here. Be nice to stop him here and possibly get a shutout.
Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left for Bernard, the young quarterback. Takes a snap, hands off to Wallace. Wallace has the first down, crossing the horn at 40, 35, 30, 25, and he goes out of bounds near the 20 of Chillicothe. Brett Schaefer pursuing him out of bounds, but not before he picked up a very important first down for the Cardinals.
That'll stop the clock with 6:39 to go. Chillicothe with a comfortable lead of 29-0, but you know, anything can happen. There's still a lot of football left to be played.
Bernard remains in at quarterback. Mull will be wide to the right on this first down play. Two more receivers wide to the left. From the 25, Bernard takes a snap, hands off to Wallace, and Wallace is stopped at about the 24 for a gain of one.
Stayed in bounds, so the clock continues to run. We're down to 6:20 as he gained about maybe a yard. It's going to be second down and nine.
Preston Hayes on the tackle. Second and nine now, just inside the 25-yard line of the Hornets at the east end of the football field as Benton is moving right to left, and now whistles are blown. And the clock is stopped by the referees.
The officials called that timeout. I'm not sure why. Because here we go. We're going to wind the clock again here. No, they're not, haven't started the clock. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, we still have 6:03. It stopped. Second and nine. Now the clock runs as Bernard unloads down the middle of the field for his brother, Bernard. And it's caught for a touchdown, and a flag is thrown in the end zone where the reception was made. Snyder and Bernard, Caden Bernard, were fighting all the way down the field.
I think that's going to be interference against the Hornets. And Benton will probably refuse that. Interference, Chillicothe, the refuse, so the touchdown stands. That was a pretty nice pass, very nice. For the touchdown, as Benton puts up their first points of the night with 5:56 to go. And that was a 25-yard pass play. And it looks like they're going to do the swinging gate thing.
To go for the two-point conversion.
They're going to call timeout and talk about it.
You know what's interesting, Butch, is you look out on the field and Benton has two number sixes on the field.
You see that a lot in college football because they only have 99 number, well, actually 100 because you can have double zero or zero. So, but you see that a lot in college football that you have an offensive player wearing the same numbers as somebody on the defensive side. But maybe, you don't see it too often in high school football.
Maybe I got that wrong. Maybe it was Devin Burton on the catch for the touchdown, but it sure looked like number six was throwing to number six there.
Yeah.
All right, here's Benton down 29-6 with 5:56 remaining in the game, and they're going to go for two against the Hornets. Bernard, the quarterback, showed a good arm there on that throw.
He certainly did. In fact, he was more impressive on that drive just then than the other way around. Here we go.
Burton goes in motion from his wide receiver position. Bernard goes back to pass. Throws. Not complete. The ball hit the turf. The intended receiver was Devin Burton. So with 5:56 remaining in the game, the score is now Chillicothe 29, Benton 6. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. 5:56 remains in the ball game here at St. Joe Benton High School. Chillicothe leads it 29-6, but Benton did score on a touchdown reception.
So kind of watch the onside kick here, or a short kick.
Benton has it teed up at the west 40-yard line, and they do kick it on the ground. And Chillicothe luckily recovered it. They had one of their up backs get their hand on it, and it continued to go downfield, but two other Hornets were able to fall on it, and Chillicothe maintained possession, and they will have the ball, the offense of the Hornets, first and 10 at the Chillicothe 44-yard line.
Let's see. Benton has two of their timeouts left with 5:55 to go in the contest. Look for Chillicothe just trying to keep it on the ground, keep the ball in bounds, and keep that clock running.
Here come the Hornets up to the line of scrimmage, leading 29-6. Snyder goes under center. Lots of Cardinals on the line as Atkins gets the call. And he falls forward to the midfield line.
That's exactly what you want to do, is just grind it out. Atkins picks up about 6 yards on that play. It keeps the clock running with 5:35 to go in the game. Snyder comes over here to get directions from Coach Willard.
Sterling Cavalier was in on the tackle for Benton.
That's a name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we were talking, Randy and I were talking about earlier. It's going to be a 2nd and 4 for the Hornets at their own 49. Benton has two timeouts remaining, 3 seconds on the play clock, down to 1, and they do get it off as there are no flags. And Atkins, or actually Snyder with the quarterback sneak, picks up the first down. Clausell Wallace was in on the tackle.
Nice play that time. Great blocking up front as Snyder picks up about 7 yards on that play, picks up the first down.
You know, Butch, go ahead.
As the chains are set, the clock starts running again. We got 5 minutes to go.
I was going to say, we need to rephrase and call that play. Instead of a quarterback sneak, we need to start calling it the Snyder sneak. He is so good at that. He's under center now. He's got 3 backs in the backfield. One of those is Lent. Pitches back to Lent, who crosses midfield, crosses the 40, the 30, and goes out of bounds close to the 10-yard line of Benton. But we might very well, when this night is done, have 2 running backs in the backfield with over 100 yards rushing.
That's been a long time since they've done that. So nice gain. He stepped out of bounds a little sooner than what we thought.
Okay. They're going to actually say he went out of bounds near about the 27-yard line of Benton. As the clock has stopped with 4:43 remaining in the game, Chillicothe leading 29-6. First and 10, however, at the Benton 27 for the Hornets. Pitch back goes to Schaefer this time. Schaefer gets it down in positive yardage, down inside the 25-yard line to about the 23, a gain of 4. Trevor Mull was on the tackle for the Benton defense.
The important thing there is Schaefer stayed in bounds, so it keeps the clock running. 2nd and 5.
Schaefer will be flanked tight to the right. Lent and Atkins are split in the backfield. Snyder hands off to Atkins, protecting the ball well as he goes off the right side of the line and slides Pete Rose style down to about the 17-yard line of Benton. Curtis Weston was there to tag him down.
Gain of about 4 as it's going to bring 3rd down and 1 with 3:44 to go in the game. Chillicothe leading 29-6.
Benton still not wanting to use those timeouts.
No.
Chillicothe breaks huddle with 9 seconds on the play clock. Snyder will have Lent and Atkins split in the backfield. Handoff goes to Atkins. Atkins goes off right guard, then up the middle, crossing the 15 down near the 10. just shy of the 10-yard line is where he's brought down by Jordan Shoemaker. And that'll be good for a Hornet first down. It'll be first and 10 for Chillicothe at the Benton 11-yard line. So if they wanted to, Butch, they could run another more time off and get another first down.
There you go. There you go.
Strong line to the right. Snyder hands off to Atkins. Atkins goes off the pile, crosses the 10 to 5. Touchdown, Hornets. He went up the middle, was stood up. Nobody put their arms around him, and he just jogged away from the pile and went around the right side for the touchdown. His third rushing touchdown of the night. He is having a career night, is Dean Atkins. Willard in to attempt the point after with 2:53 remaining in the game. Fig doing the holding chores. Awaiting the snap. They're going to run this clock down. Now here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's high enough. It's good enough. So at 2:53 remaining in the game, it's Chillicothe 36 and St. Joe Benton 6. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 2:53 remaining in this ball game at St. Joe Benton High School, and your Chillicothe Hornets have extended their lead once again. They lead Benton 36-6 in this final Midland Empire Conference game of the season for both schools. Here's Willard with the kickoff. Goes up the middle. It's going to be taken by Devin Burton at the 10. He's up to the 15, the 20, the 25. And he stood up near the 30-yard line, and he's going to be stopped right there at the 30. Benton will have two timeouts remaining with the ball on offense at their own 30. Brad Mosier on the tackle. The touchdown just a moment ago for the Hornets was Dean Atkins' third of the night, third rushing touchdown of the night. He has 10 on the season, 11 in his Hornet career. Some other scores to announce. In the Midland Empire Conference and the fourth quarter, St. Joe Benton is beating Savannah in Savannah's homecoming game 20-6. In the third, Smithville all over the winless Cameron Dragons in Smithville by the score 42-0. And here's a first down play from the 30 of Benton by the Cardinals quarterback, Bernard. He takes the snap, hands off to Wallace, who's walloped in the backfield and barely able to get back to the line of scrimmage, where he's brought down finally by Adler Marshall.
He stays in bounds as that allows the clock to continue to run.
In the second quarter, Butch, Maryville's at Lafayette, and last we knew they were leading 22-13. In the third quarter, Kirksville and Fulton are tied 6-6. And here on second and 10, Bernard in shotgun formation for Benton. Hands off to Wallace again, who goes up the middle, breaks one tackle at the 30, and is able to get some positive yardage out to about the 34 of Benton. We're to be third and 6 now for the Cardinals. Tackle made by Dean Atkins.
1:55 to go, as I don't think Benton's going to use their timeouts here. Well, as I say that, no, they're going to run a play here.
All right, on third down and 6, Benton from their own 34. Hands off to Weston, the fullback. He's got the first down, gets into the secondary. Stiff arms a defender at midfield and falls into Chillicothe territory. Down to the 45 he goes is Weston, and he's getting up limping as he hit that turf hard.
Nice stiff arm that time by Weston. Picks up the first down.
Yeah, that moves the chains as Benton's not, they're still fighting. Another score, Butch, in the third quarter, Boonville beating Marshall 34-21. And another very important game that we've been watching in the third quarter, Richmond at Lexington. Richmond leads Lexington 32-14.
Oh, dear.
First and 10 for the Benton Cardinals at the 45 of Chillicothe. Bernard in shotgun formation goes back to pass. He's going to throw it down the middle of the field up for grabs. It looks like it was intercepted by Brett Schaefer, and it was indeed intercepted by Brett Schaefer. His first of the season. It comes with exactly 1 minute remaining in this ball game. Chillicothe leads 36-6, and they will get the ball back to run this clock out.
Well, thank goodness he got one. I didn't think he's going to get an interception this year, but
first turnover of the night
for either team. Yeah,
that's the eighth turnover forced upon the Hornets opponent this season. That's the fourth interception this season by a Chillicothe Hornet player. Schaefer now has one, Snyder has one, and Dylan Munson has two. Here's Snyder handing off to Atkins, and he is brought down at the line of scrimmage, but he is able to fall forward for a short gain. Devin Burton on the tackle.
Yeah, the clock continues to run here. As there's 25 seconds on the play clock, 41 seconds on the game clock. So.
Butch, I want to give some props out to Richard Zeptik, who works back at the studios for us on every Friday night game, doing a wonderful job bringing all these scores to us so that we can share that with the fans over the KCHI listening area. And here is another handoff to Atkins. And he has stood up for a short gain.
And that'll do it.
That should do it. Yes, indeed, Butch. As we've got now 10 seconds remaining in this game. And, Butch, you got a nice birthday present there, an interception by your grandson, Brett Schaefer.
I know.
And a Hornet win all in one.
I can't get any better than that.
Can't get any better than that, buddy. 36-6 is your final score, Chillicothe. Ends the Midland Empire Conference season here tonight in St. Joe, Missouri, beating the Benton Cardinals 36-6 and laying claim solely to second place in the Midland Empire Conference in 2016. Let's take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the Hornets postgame show brought to you by Eisenman Homes of Chillicothe.